祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, how we thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus.
我们天上的父啊，我们多么为你的儿子，我们的主耶稣基督感谢您呢。
That he makes visible the invisible God of the universe.
他使这全宇宙那至高的看不见的神变得可以触摸，可以看见。
And as we see Jesus, we see the Father.
当我们看到耶稣的时候，我们就看到了天父。
We thank you for our great Heavenly Father who loves us with an everlasting love.
我们感谢你，我们在天上的父啊，你用你永远的爱来爱我们。
We thank you for the Lord Jesus who makes real and shows us the Father's love.
我们也感谢主耶稣，他使父的爱变得真实，也把这爱显明给我们看。
So Lord, give us attentive hearts this evening as we listen to the words of life.
主啊，当我们祈求，当今天晚上我们听着生命的话语的时候，求您给我们一颗专注的心。
We would pray by your Holy Spirit, Lord, you would enlighten our hearts and our understanding.
我们也祈求您的圣灵能够光照我们，让我们能够明白。
Bless our brother too, as he would minister to us.And we give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
也祝福Jurgen 弟兄，当他给我们讲道的时候，我们这样的祈求是奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
Brother Jurgen, please.
Well, it's a joy to be with you again and to continue looking at the person of Christ in the Gospel of Mark.
很高兴今天又能来跟大家在一起继续看马可福音里面主耶稣基督的形象。
We've considered various aspects of the person of Christ, and this time we want to look at the magnificence of his grace.
我们已经看了查考了主耶稣基督的他的很多的方面，他很多的特点。那今天呢，我们来看他的这个恩典的伟大。
Some years ago, a group of professorsIn an English university, we were discussing what belief, if any, was unique to the Christian faith.
那曾经有以前呢，就有一群这个教授啊，他们在一起讨论，就是这个基督信仰它的独特之处是什么。
A variety of ideas were mentioned and discussed.
有很多的这个观点被提出来，被讨论。
The debate went on for some time until Professor C.S. Lewis came into the room and asked what they were discussing.
那他们一直都还没有得出一个结论，直到这个 C.S. Lewis 博士呢，他走进来问你们在讨论些什么呢？
We're talking about what makes Christianity unique among the world's religions, they said.
他们说我们在讨论呢，这个基督信仰在世界的众多的宗教当中，它的独特之处是什么？
And Professor Lewis responded, "Oh, that's easy. It's grace."
那这个路易斯教授呢就说这很容易，那就是恩典。
After some discussions, the scholars had to agree.
然后这些学者们又讨论了一番呢，他们后来就都同意了。
The notion of God's love coming to us free of charge, no strings attached, is not something found in other religious beliefs.
那神的这个爱呀，就是白白的这样毫无保留的赐给我们，这种恩典在其他的宗教里面是没有的。
The Buddhists teach about the eightfold path, and the Hindus have their doctrine of karma.
Eightfold path, what's that? 那个佛教讲的可能就是你的这个叫什么轮回呀。
The Jewish and Muslim religions emphasize a code of law.
然后这个穆斯林呢，他们讲的就是这个律法的冷酷。
Every religion teaches its followers what needs to be done to earn divine approval.
那每一个宗教呢，都是教导他们的这个信教的教徒啊，他们应该做些什么才能够得到神的认可。
Only Christianity dares to discard any idea of merit and freely offer eternal life to all who will put their faith in Christ.
那只有这个基督信仰呢，它可以大胆的宣告，就是可以放弃人的所有的功劳，是人的作为，单单的凭着信就可以得到这个免费的恩典。
The grace of God is a fundamental aspect of the Christian gospel.
所以这个恩典呢，是这个我们这个基督信仰的一个基石啊，基石这个方面，基础的方面。
In the letters of the Apostle Paul, he begins each one by mentioning grace, and he ends them all by once again mentioning grace.
那在使徒保罗的每一封书信呢，他的开头呢都提到恩典，然后在结尾的时候还要提到恩典。
And in between, the main theme is grace. Grace is found at the center of the gospel.
然后在他中间呢，这个书信的中间呢，他也要多次提到恩典，而且恩典呢是福音书的，也是福音书的中心的主题。
In the epistles of the New Testament, we have the doctrine of grace, but in the Gospels, we have the demonstration of grace.
那我们在新约的书信里面呢，我们看到的是恩典的教义，在福音书里面呢，我们是看到恩典的显明。
If grace were a beautiful song, then in the epistles we find the musical notes of grace, but in the gospels we hear the melody of grace.
那如果把恩典看作一首歌的话呢，我们在新约的书信里面呢看到的就是这首歌的音符，但是在这个福音书里面呢，我们听到的是这首歌的旋律。
The matchless melody of grace was heard when the Lord Jesus lived among us.
当主耶稣基督住在人当中的时候呢，我们就听到了这无与伦比的恩典的旋律。
And it is the most beautiful music we have heard in this world.
那这是我们在这世界上听到的最美丽的音乐了。
Jesus Christ was the personification of grace.
然后主耶稣基督呢，就是这个恩典的表达者。
John 1:17 says that the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth have come through Jesus Christ.
约翰福音的一章十七节啊，他说，律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
We see some of this grace in the Old Testament, but in Christ we see its fullness.
那我们在旧约里面呢，看到了这恩典的一部分，但是在基督里面，我们是看到了完全的恩典。
The world has never seen anything like it.
这世上的人从来没有见过和他一样的东西。
The question was now what word could be used to describe it?
那我们现在的问题就是什么用什么样的词能够来描述一下恩典呢？
In the Greek language, there was the word charis.
在希腊原文里面是 charis 这个词。
The word communicates the idea of making someone happy by showing them love and generosity.
那这个词呢，就是通过向一个人表明爱和他的慷慨呢，使一个人高兴的意思。
In trying to explain this new and wonderful phenomenon that had come into the world, Christianity took hold of that word charis and enriched it with new meaning.
但是为了表达这个进到我们人间来的这种无与伦比的这个恩典呢，这个基督徒呢，在这个希腊词的意思上又加到了新的意思。
The Greek word charis is used to talk about the unmerited favor of God.
那这个merit 这个恩这个词，这个希腊词呢，是用来指就是不是用我们的功劳换来的，是神白白给我们的东西。
But the best definition of grace is not found in a lexicon. It is found in a life, the life of Christ.
但是这个对恩典最好的描述呢，不是这种词语上的、学术上的，而是主耶稣基督的生命里面表现出来的。
The only word that can really describe grace is Jesus.
那唯一能够充分的描述表达恩典这个词的，就是耶稣这个名字了。
He is the definition of grace.
他是恩典的定义。
Grace is God's wonderful activity on behalf of sinners through the person of Christ.
那恩典呢，就是神对于我们这样的罪人呢，借着基督所给我们的这样的对待。
Grace is God pouring out his goodness on unworthy people through his son, Jesus Christ.
恩典呢，就是借着他的儿子耶稣基督，把一切的好处啊，都倾倒在我们这样不配的人的身上。
We want to consider this remarkable aspect in the life of Christ as presented by Mark in his gospel.
嗯，那我们今天呢，就从马可福音里面来看这个借着主耶稣基督所显明的这个伟大的恩典的这个方面。
Let's look at how he demonstrated to us the grace of God.
我们来看看主耶稣基督是怎么把神的恩典显明出来的。
First of all, grace is God loving us when we were not very lovable.
那首先呢，恩典就是当我们不可爱的时候，神爱我们。
Jesus had a habit of taking an interest in people that everyone had discarded.
那耶稣呢，有一个习惯，就是人人都不喜欢的，都弃绝的人呢，主耶稣基督喜欢他们。
In Mark chapter 2, verse 16, we read, And when the scribes and Pharisees saw him eating with tax collectors and sinners, they said to his disciples, How is it that he eats and drinks with tax collectors and sinners?
我们看马可福音的二章十六节，法利赛人中的文士看见耶稣和罪人并税吏一同吃饭，就对他门徒说，他和税吏并罪人一同吃喝吗？
Eating with the wrong crowd was one of the criticisms often made against Jesus.
那总是有人批评他啊，就经常有人批评他和一群不对的人一起吃饭。
But this was one of Jesus' favorite pastimes.
但实际上这个是主耶稣最喜欢用这种方式来度过他的时间了。
Eating with the hated tax collectors who worked for the oppressive Roman government was an unforgivable fault for the Pharisees.
那对法利赛人说呢，来说呢，你跟一个就是为罗马政府工作的，被万人所恨恶的税吏吃饭呢，是不可饶恕的。
People despised these traitors who got rich by overcharging their countrymen.
那人们呢是藐视这些，瞧不起这些，通过为罗马政府工作来剥削犹太人而发家致富的这些卖国者的。
People despised tax collectors, and they were shocked that Jesus befriended them.
那当时的众人呢，都歧视这些税吏，但是当他们看到耶稣跟他们一起吃饭的时候，他们都很震惊。
The religious leaders thought they would contaminate themselves if they ate with people like that.
那这些宗教的领袖啊，认为如果他们和这样的人吃饭呢，就是把自己的位子降低了。
They tried to stay away as far as possible from tax collectors and sinners.
那他们总是尽可能离这个税吏和罪人呢越远越好。
And they couldn't believe that this rabbi from Nazareth would seek the company of these people and eat with them.
所以他们很难相信啊，这个从这个加利利拿撒勒来的这个拉比啊，居然和这税吏和罪人一起吃饭。
This was something new.
这是一件新事啊。
Jesus lived a life of perfect holiness, but he often spent time with people who were not holy at all.
那耶稣自己的生命是完全圣洁的，但是他常常花时间呢和那些生命根本不圣洁，谈不上圣洁的人在一起。
Jesus had a lot of love for tax collectors, prostitutes, and sinners.
那基督对这个税吏、妓女还有其他的罪人呢，他有很多很多的爱给他们。
He loved people who had broken all the rules and had done all the wrong things.
他对那些触碰了很多的律法，做了很多错事的人呢，他都爱他们。
He shocked the religious people by reaching out to those who were despised and rejected.
那他去接触这些被人藐视的、被人拒绝的人呢？这个使这个宗教领袖很震惊。
Jesus was demonstrating the surprising grace of God.
那在用这样的方式呢，耶稣是在显明神的这个超然的这种恩典。
Someone said that the gospel is something spectacularly good that happens to people who are spectacularly bad.
那有的人说啊，福音书啊，就是对那些啊看上去特别坏的人呢啊，特别特别的好的这样的一个故事的记载。
Grace is more than love; it is undeserved love.
那恩典呢比爱大，恩典是我们不配得的爱。
God's love is for everybody, but grace is love given to people who don't deserve it.
那神的爱是给每个人的，但是恩典呢是给那些不配得的人的。
Grace is love shown to people who have trampled on God's laws and violated God's commandments.
那恩典呢是给那些触犯了神的律法啊，破坏了神的规定的那些人的。
Grace shows kindness and favor to the undeserving.
所以恩典呢是向那些不配的人呢显明了神的恩慈和良善。
Grace is not merely love, it is love shown to the unlovely and to the unworthy.
所以恩典不仅仅是爱，它是向那些不可爱的、不配得的人显明的爱。
Grace is love with a downward reach.
那恩典呢是一种从上俯就下来低下身子的这种爱。
The life that Jesus lived makes a powerful statement about the grace of God.
所以基督所活出来的这个生命啊，是神的这个恩典的一个强有力的宣言呢。
Christ shows us that God passionately loves every single person.
所以基督呢向我们显明神是非常动情的爱着我们每一个人的。
It doesn't matter how debased or how fallen a person may be, God's grace is much greater.
那不管一个人他有多堕落啊，他有多不堪，但是神的恩典都比这一切大。
In effect, Christ says to each person, it doesn't matter what you've done, it doesn't matter where you've been, your life is precious to God.
所以耶稣在对每个人说啊，不管你做了什么，不管你现在是什么样的人啊，你对神来说都是宝贵的。
Grace is favor shown to the undeserving.
所以恩典呢，就是向那些不配的人呢，所显明神的这个爱的。
If you are guilty and someone forgives you, that's mercy.
如果你是有罪的，然后一个人赦免了你呢，这个是怜悯。
If you are suffering and someone shows you kindness, that's compassion.
如果你在受苦呢，有人向你显明他们的温柔，他们的恩慈呢，这个是是良善。
But if you have treated somebody horribly and they show you love, well, that's grace.
那如果你对一个人很坏，但是呢，他还爱你的话呢，这个就是恩典了。
After World War II, some Christians went to help feed starving people in Poland.
那在二次大战以后呢，很多基督徒呢，他们到这个波兰呢，去供给，就是喂养那当时那很饥饿的那些人。
Upon seeing their work, one woman asked, "Do you people feed everyone?"
那看到他们做的事情呢，有一个女人就过来说，你是不是给每个人都给吃的呀？
Yes, they responded.
然后他们说是的。
Do you feed Germans and Russians? And they said yes.
他说你是不是德国人呢？俄国人？你都给他们吃的呢？他们说是的。
Do you feed Jews and communists? And they said yes.
他说那犹太人还有这个共产主义者，你们也都给他们吃的吗？他说是的。
The woman replied, "Well, I always thought there must be people like that in the world, but I didn't know they really existed."
然后这个妇人就说啊，我总是认为这个世界上应该有这样的人，但是呢，我以前没有见过。
These are the words from someone who was seeing the grace of God in action.
所以这个妇人说的话呀，其实就是她看到了神的恩典在行动中显明出来神的恩典的时候，她从心里发出来的感叹。
Secondly, grace is God seeking us when we were far from Him.
第二点呢，就是恩典是当我们远离神的时候，神来找我们。
Grace has to do with God's response to us in our sin, and this response is extraordinary.
那恩典呢，是当我们犯罪的时候，神对我们这个犯罪的这个人的这个回应，这种回应真的是 真的令人惊奇的。
At the end of Mark 2:17, Jesus says, I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
我们看这个马可福音的二章十七节的后半段，他说，耶稣说，我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。
Why did God come into the world in the person of Jesus?
为什么神以这个耶稣基督这个人的形象进到世界里来呢？
The amazing answer is he came to seek sinners.
那这个让我们惊奇的这个答案就是他来是来寻找罪人的。
Seeking sinners would never have crossed the minds of the Pharisees.
寻找罪人呢永远都不会出现这个概念永远不会出现在法利赛人的头脑里面。
They tried hard to maintain a good distance from people like that.
他总是尽量与这样的人呢保持能有多远就有多远。
But Christ affirms that he had come for the express purpose of looking for such people.
但是耶稣在这里确切地告诉人他来的这个目的呢就是来找这样的人的。
Many people think that God loves the good people. Christ showed us that God loves sinners, which turns out to be all of us.
然后有些人可能认为呢神是爱好人的，但是耶稣来呢他向我们显明神是爱罪人的，其实我们这就是爱我们每个人了，因为每个人都是罪人。
Christ moved among lepers and sinners and tax collectors to let them know that God loved them.
所以耶稣呢行走在大麻风、税吏和罪人之间，就是要告诉他们神爱他们。
In what other religion of the world do we find a God who out of love sets out to find sinners?
那在这个世界其他的宗教里面，我们能找到这样的事情吗？就是神他出来主动出来去寻找罪人吗？
The gods invented by men despise sinners, but the God of heaven loves them.
所以人所想出来发明出来的神呢是藐视罪人的，但是天上真正的神他是爱罪人的。
Jesus came here to make that love known.
那耶稣来到地上呢就是为了让我们能够知道这样的爱的。
The Jews believed that if a sinner came to God, got down on his knees in repentance, well, yeah, God would be merciful to him.
那犹太人相信，如果一个罪人呢来到神的面前跪下来悔改求神的赦免呢，他们觉得神是怜悯的，应该会原谅他们。
But it never crossed their minds that God would go out into a world full of evil and sin and look for the sinner.
但是他们从来没有想到啊，神会自己来到这个充满罪恶的这个邪恶的这个世界上，自己来找罪人。
This was something totally new. This is the grace of God.
这个是一个完全新的事情，这就是神的恩典。
But grace is not just God loving and God seeking. Grace is God giving us what we don't deserve.
那恩典呢不仅是神爱我们，也不仅仅是神来找我们，恩典呢还是神把呢我们本不配得的赐给了我们。
The gospel freely offers forgiveness and eternal life.
然后福音书啊反复在告诉我们啊，神把我们不配得的给我们，就是把永生给了我们。
In Mark chapter 2 when a paralyzed man was brought before Christ, he said to him, Son, your sins are forgiven you.
所以在马可二章里面，当那个瘫子在就是在褥子上那个瘫子到他的面前的时候，他说孩子，你的罪已经赦了。
The man had not even requested to be forgiven.
那这个人甚至没有要求赦免他的罪。
He hadn't done anything to get forgiveness.
他没有做任何的事情使他的罪能够得到赦免。
He had not gone to the temple to offer a sacrifice as the law required.
他也没有按照律法的要求到圣殿里面去献过祭。
He had not confessed his sins before a priest in Jerusalem.
他也没有到耶路撒冷的一个祭司面前去承认他的罪。
But here Jesus bypasses the whole religious system.
但你看在这里耶稣就跳过了所有这个宗教的系统，就直接赦他的罪了。
He makes no mention of temple sacrifices or priests, and he forgives the man's sins.
他完全没有提到圣殿，没有提到献祭，没提到祭司，他就这样直接就赦免了这个人的罪了。
This was something completely new.
这是一个全新的事情。
It was radical. It was shocking.
这真的是很让人震惊的。
The old system of the law was being left behind.
那个过去的这个律法的整个体系啊，都被耶稣抛在后面去，抛到身后去了。
The marvelous grace of God had come to us in the Lord Jesus Christ, and it was remarkable.
所以神的奇妙的恩典呢，就借着主耶稣基督赐给我们了。这真的是啊，非常令我们惊奇的。
In Mark chapter 10, a man comes wanting to know how to obtain eternal life.
那在马可的十章里面有一个人来，他想知道怎么才能够得着永生。
And Jesus tries to make him understand that the answer is not in keeping the law.
那主呢试图想给他想明白啊，就是不是靠遵守律法的。
The disciples were confused and asked, "Who then can be saved?"
然后这些门徒们就很糊涂了，他们就说：“那这样的话，谁能得救呢？”
They were saying, "If that rich and very devoted man is disqualified, who then can make it into the kingdom of God?"
那门徒的意思说，像这个这么富有的又敬虔的人，他都没有资格进天国得永生的话，那谁还有资格呢？
In Mark 10:27, we read, "But Jesus looked at them and said, 'With men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible.'"
我们看马可的十章二十七节，耶稣看着他们说，在人是不能，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
And here the Lord helps us to understand that although we are unable to keep God's law, that does not prevent God from saving us.
那这句话告诉我们，虽然我们没有能力遵守神的律法，但这个并不能阻止神来救我们。
Everything is possible with him.
因为在神凡事都能。
And underlying these words is the wonderful concept of grace.
那在这个话语背后呢，其实就是恩典的概念了。
What man cannot do, God by his grace can provide.
就是在人所能力不能及的领域呢，神呢直接供应了。
Man has no merits, but God has an abundance of grace.
那神人呢是没有什么好做的好的有功劳的，但是神可以丰丰富富的供应。
In his book, Les Miserables,Victor Hugo provides a beautiful example of grace.
然后在这个人的名字我记不住，这个书里面他写到，就是胜利啊，就是显明了一个恩典的伟大呀。
A bishop offers hospitality to a man who had spent 20 years in prison for stealing bread.
就是在悲惨世界里面，这个主教啊，他给。他对这个在监狱里面服刑了二十年的这个罪犯呢，以怜悯的对待，恩典的对待。
This man is given a place to sleep in the bishop's house, and he falls into the temptation of stealing from the bishop.
那这个主教呢，让这个罪犯就是然而让晚上有个地方住，但是这个罪犯呢却受试探呢，他偷了这个主教家里的这个银器。
Taking some valuable silver objects, the man escapes during the night.
然后这个人呢就拿了很贵重的这个银器呢就跑了，然后在半夜就逃跑了。
The police arrest him, and the thief tries to cover his crime by saying that the silver objects were a gift from the bishop.
然后呢他就被警察抓住了，结果这个主教呢就想帮助他掩盖他的罪行，他说这个银器呢是他送给这个罪犯的这个然而让。
The policeman takes him back to the bishop, and the thief waits for words that will send him back to prison.
然后这个警察呢就把这个然而让带到主教那里啊，结果主教呢就替他打掩护，让他不会再被送到监狱里去。
But at that moment, he received the biggest surprise of his life.
但是在这个时候呢，他本来是预期要再进监狱的，结果他却得着了他这一生最大的一个意外啊。
Instead of accusing the thief, the bishop said, "Yes, that silver is a gift from me, but when you left, you forgot these other silver candlesticks," and he gave him a few more.
然后这个没想到这个就本来拿上是撒谎说他是主教送给他的，没想到这个主教呢还说是的，是我送给你的，而且你忘了，你看你这两个银蜡烛你都没拿走，你还落在这儿了。
The thief expected to return to prison, and to his great surprise, more silver candlesticks were given to him.
就是这个罪犯本来是预期他要再一次进监狱的，没想到呢，结果这个主教又多给了他两个银蜡烛，银烛台。
It was a radical and shocking demonstration of grace.
所以这个就是恩典的这个让人极其吃惊的、震惊的这样的显明啊。
Grace saved his life and turned him into a very wealthy man.
这恩典呢救了这个罪犯的命啊，同时也把他变成了一个非常富有的人。
What the bishop did changed the man's life.
所以这个主教所做的就改变了这个人的生命。
He began to find ways to help others.
然后这个罪犯呢就开始去努力想要帮助别人了。
Silver candlesticks completely transformed him.
所以你看这个银烛台啊就完全的改变了他。
He received grace, and he began to give grace to others.
所以他领受了恩典，也开始把恩典给别人。
On one occasion, a well-known Bible teacher by the name of John Darby was preaching in the northern part of the United States.
那有一次呢，著名的传道人John Darby 呢，他在美国的北部呢讲道。
A man called Mr. Steele had different doctrinal opinions, but he'd like to hear Darby, although he was uncomfortable with Darby's emphasis on the grace of God.
那有一个人叫 Mr. Steele 啊，他在教义上呢和这个达比有不同的观点，但他还是很喜欢听达比讲道。但达比讲到这个恩典的时候呢，他听着就有点不舒服。
Darby spoke on 1 John 1 that talks about walking in the light.
那达比那天讲的呢是约翰一书里面讲的我们在光中行。
He explained that this was the light of the gospel.
然后他就解释这个光呢就是福音之光。
If we walk in the light, as God is in the light, we have fellowship.
他说如果我们在光中行，神也在光中呢，我们就和神有相交。
And having come into the light of the grace of the gospel, we now enjoy fellowship with God.
那我们进到了这个福音的光里面呢，现在我们就和神有相交相爱的关系了。
Mr. Steele believed that a person could lose his salvation, and he challenged Darby.
那这个 Mr. Steele 呢，他是认为人是会丢掉他的救恩的，所以他来挑战那个达比先生。
He said, "Brother Darby, suppose a real Christian turns his back on the light, what then?"
然后他就说达比先生，那如果一个真的信徒他现在背朝了光，就是转离了光，会发生什么呢？
Darby's answer was magnificent. He said, if a man turns his back, in that case, the light will shine on his back.
然后达比的回答非常的精彩啊，他说如果一个人呢就背朝着光，那个光也会在他背后照着他的。
Grace is God giving us what we don't deserve.
所以恩典呢是神把那不配得的给了我们。
And here's something else. Grace is a marvelous new wine and not simply a makeover of the old system.
然后这个还有一点呢，就是这个恩典呢，它是完全新，它是一个新酒，它不是从旧系统里面出来的。
Let's go to Mark chapter 2.
我们翻到马可的二章。
Verse 18 says, the disciples of John and of the Pharisees were fasting. Then they came to him and said, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, and your disciples do not fast?
我们看这个二章的十八节，当下约翰的门徒和法利赛人进食，他们来问耶稣说，约翰的门徒和法利赛人的门徒进食，你的门徒倒不进食，这是为什么呢？
The Jews thought that Jesus should be practicing all the rules and traditions of Judaism.
那这犹太人呢，认为耶稣也应该遵行所有这个犹太教的所有的传统和这个律法的要求。
Verse 19, and Jesus said to them, Can the friends of the bridegroom fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast.
19节，耶稣对他们说，新郎和陪伴之人同在的时候，陪伴之人岂能进食呢？新郎还同在，他们不能进食。
Jesus said, We are not interested in your religious program, and if you didn't realize it, we're celebrating a wedding.
他说耶稣的意思是告诉他们，其实我是对你们这些宗教传统不感兴趣的。如果你不明白呢，那我来打个比方，那就是假设我们现在在庆祝一个婚宴。
The grace of God has come, and this is a moment not for fasting, but for celebrating.
那这就是神的恩典临到的时候了，这个不是进食的时候，而是庆祝的时候。
And then Jesus gives two illustrations to help them understand.
然后耶稣呢，就给他们举了两个例子，让他们帮助他们能够理解。
Verse 21, no one sews a piece of unshrunk cloth on an old garment, or else the new piece pulls away from the old, and the tear is made worse.
我们看21节，没有人把新布缝在旧衣服上，恐怕所补上的新布带坏了旧衣服，破的就更大了。
We are not here to patch up the old religious system.
所以我们不是到这里来去修修补补那个旧的宗教系统的。
We are not trying to improve the law by adding a little bit of grace.
我们不是说要在这个律法的体系上让它变得更好而增加一点恩典进去的。
God is doing something new. It's the gospel of grace.
神在做一件新事，那就是恩典的福音。
Verse 22, and no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine bursts the wineskins. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined, but new wine must be put into new wineskins.
我们看22节，也没有人把新酒装在旧皮袋里，恐怕酒把皮袋裂开，酒和皮袋就都坏了，唯有把新酒装在新皮袋里。
We have no intention of using the old worn out wineskins of Judaism.
所以我们不准备再用那个已经坏了的那个旧的皮带，就是像旧皮带一样坏了的这个犹太律法了。
We have new wine, and that requires new wineskins.
我们现在有了新酒，那新酒要装在新皮带里。
The marvelous grace of God has been manifested, and the old ways are being left behind.
所以神新的这个恩典的方式呢显明出来了，那个旧的方式就已经被抛在后面了。
New wine is the gospel of God's grace.
那新酒是什么呢？就是恩典的福音。
It is the new life that burst forth with freshness and power and joy with the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost.
那这个就是新生命所迸发出来的喜乐啊，也是在五旬节所降下来的圣灵啊。
The apostles were accused of being full of new wine.
那这些使徒们呢，他们当时在五旬节的被人指责说他们是新酒灌满了。
And in a sense, the accusation was true. They had drunk the new wine of the grace of God.
其实这种指责某种意义来说也是对的，因为他们真的是被神的这个新酒啊，就是神的恩典所灌满了，充满了。
And they went out with joy, singing and proclaiming the message of God's grace.
所以他们是快乐的唱着歌的出去，到处去宣讲这个神的恩典的福音啊。
Unfortunately, the Jerusalem church struggled to hold on to the old wineskins of the law, temple worship and other practices of Judaism.
但是不幸的就是这个耶路撒冷的教会啊，他们还是顽固的坚守在这个旧皮带的这个系统里面啊，坚持这个祭祀制度啊，圣殿啊，献祭制度等等。
And the Apostle Paul the champion of grace stood up to vigorously combat this contradiction of grace.
那这个作为恩典的先锋啊，就使徒保罗，他就站出来勇敢的和这个与恩典相对的这种做法来抗争。
In Galatians chapter 4 verse 9, Paul said, but now after you have known God, or rather are known by God, how is it that you turn again to the weak and beggarly elements to which you desire again to be in bondage?
我们看加拉太书的四章九节啊，现在你们既然认识神，更可说是被神所认识的，怎么还要归回那懦弱无用的小学，情愿再给他做奴仆呢？
Why do you go back to that old way of living?
就你为什么要回到那个旧的生活方式里面去呢？
And Paul called people to live in the freedom of the gospel of the grace of God.
所以保罗是在呼召人们去活在那个神恩典的福音的自由里面。
Martin Luther was a Catholic monk who in the year 1510 made a trip to Rome.
那马丁路德呢在1510年的时候呢他是去罗马的路上，那那个时候呢他还是一个天主教的一个修士。
Like many other pilgrims, he went up a set of sacred stairs on his knees, praying on each step.
所以他像其他的所有虔诚的修士一样啊，他这个每走一个台阶啊，他都跪下来，然后跪完以后，再跨一个台阶，再跪下来。
It was believed that doing this would redeem one soul from purgatory.
然后他当时是认为他每这样做一次啊，就能从炼狱里面拯救一个灵魂出来。
When Luther arrived at the top, he could not suppress his doubt and said, "Who knows if this is actually true?"
等到他走到这个最高的台阶上以后呢，他心里就充满了疑惑。他说：“谁知道这到底是不是真的呢？”
Luther began to study the Bible and especially the book of Romans.
然后那个马丁路德呢就开始研读圣经，特别是仔细的读了罗马书。
And then it dawned on him that it was not by climbing stairs, it was not by praying, it was by faith that God would accept us.
但是让他吃惊的是啊，神救我们不是靠着就是你去跪台阶啊，也不是靠着祷告，而是你靠着信心。
Romans 1:17 says, "The just shall live by faith."
那罗马书的一章十七节说呢，义人必因信得生。
The understanding of the grace of God transformed Luther.And it changed the course of history.
那对神的恩典的这个理解啊，就整个改变了马丁路德，那也因此扭转了整个历史。
Grace is a marvelous new wine, and not simply an improvement of the old system.
所以这个恩典呢，是完全是一个奇妙的新酒，它是不需要得到这个旧的这个宗教系统的认可。
Furthermore.Grace is God rescuing us through the sacrifice of His Son.
那更进一步啊，恩典是神借着他儿子的献祭啊，来救赎了我们。
The ultimate expression of the grace of God was the cross.
那神恩典最终极的表达呢，就是十字架了。
Mark 10:45 says this: For even the Son of Man.Did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many.
我们看马可福音的十章四十五节，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
Here we have the key verse to the whole book of Mark.
在这里面呢，我们看到了马可福音的整卷书的一个关键词啊。
Here we have the remarkable truth about a God who not only comes to seek and to serve, but to give his life for sinners.
在这里我们看到这个伟大的神呢，他不仅是也不仅是来服侍人的，他是来为人舍命的。
We search in vain in other religions to find a God who humbles himself to serve.
我们在其他的宗教里面都是突然去找那个愿意下来服侍人的神，根本就找不到。
There are gods who grant some favor or benefit, but one who bends down to take the load of our sin is something never seen before.
当然别的宗教里面就会描述一些他们的神呢会给人一些赏赐人一些好处啊，但是像这里神自己亲自屈身下来担当了罪人的罪，这个是从来没有听说过的。
This is unheard of. This is the amazing grace of Christ.
这个从来没有听过的事情呢，就是耶稣基督的奇妙的恩典了。
Let's go to Mark chapter 12.
我们翻到马可的十二章。
Verse 1, then he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and set a hedge around it, dug a place for the wine vat, and built a tower, and he leased it to vine dressers and went into a far country.
我们看马可福音的十二章一节，耶稣就用比喻对他们说，有人栽了一个葡萄园，周围围上篱笆，挖了一个压酒池，盖了一座楼租给园户，就往外国去了。
Now at the vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers that he might receive some of the fruit of the vineyard from the vine dressers.
第二节，到了时候，就打发一个仆人到园户那里，要从园户收葡萄园的果子。
And they took him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed.
第三节，园户拿住他，打了他。叫他空手回去。
And he sent another servant, and at him they threw stones, wounded him in the head, and sent him away shamefully treated.
第四节，再打发一个仆人到他那里，他们打伤他的头，并且凌辱他。
And again he sent another, and him they killed, and many others beating some and killing some.
第五节，又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后又打发好些仆人去，有被他们打的，有被他们杀的。
Therefore, still having one son, he said, his beloved, he also sent him to them last, saying, they will respect my son.
第六节，原主还有一位是他的爱子，末后又打发他去，意思说他们必尊敬我的儿子。
But those vine dressers said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him. And the inheritance will be ours.
第七节，不料那些园户彼此说，这是承受产业的，来吧，我们杀了他，产业就归我们了。
So they took him and killed him and cast him out of the vineyard.
第八节，于是拿住他，杀了他，把他丢在园外。
Here we have an owner of a vineyard who sends his servants again and again to receive the harvest of the vineyard.
在这里面我们看到一个园主啊，他一遍一遍的派他的仆人去收他所当得的这个葡萄园的果实。
These administrators mistreated each one of his servants until finally he decided to send his son.
那这些园户呢，每一次呢都毒打或者是杀害了这些仆人，然后最后呢，这个园主把他的儿子派去了。
What these wicked men did with the son was to kill him. And throw his body into the street.
然后呢，这些园户做的对他的儿子做的事情呢，就是把他的儿子杀了，还把他的尸体扔到街上。
Here Jesus is foretelling what the Jews were going to do with him in a few days' time.
那在这里呢，耶稣是在预言几天之后呢，这些犹太人将要怎样对待他。
His body would be flogged and hung outside of the city.
那他的身体会被鞭打，然后会被挂在这个耶路撒冷城外的一个地方。
They were going to put him to death in the cruelest manner possible.
他们要用那最残酷的这个刑罚来处死他。
And then Jesus asks the question, what will the Lord of the vineyard do with these murderers?
然后耶稣就问了一个问题，说这个园主会怎么样对待这些杀人凶手呢？
The most logical answer is wipe them off the map and give the vineyard to someone else.
那最合逻辑的回答应该是把这些人除掉，然后把这个葡萄园转给别人。
That is what we might expect.
那这个就是我们所期待应该有的结局。
But when the Jews killed the Son of God, how did God respond?
但是当犹太人杀死了耶稣基督以后呢，那神是怎么反应的呢？
Did he send fire and judgment and destroy them?
他是不是派下了火，派下了审判，把他们都毁灭了呢？
That was what they deserved, but that is not how God responded.
这本是他们配得的，但这个不是神回应的方式。
He sent an announcement that those who had killed his son, he wanted to forgive them and welcome them into his home and adopt them as beloved sons and daughters.
他做了一个宣告，就是这些杀死他儿子的人呢，他愿意接受他们，他们悔改的话，他就愿意接受他们做他，并使他们领养他们做他的儿子和女儿。
Instead of judgment, he sends grace.
所以他派下来他送下来的不是审判，而是恩典。
What an amazing God of grace he is.
这是一个多么奇妙的蛮有恩典的神呢。
The famous evangelist Dwight Moody imagines a conversation between Peter and the Lord Jesus.
那著名的这个传道传教士啊，就是穆迪先生，他曾经想象了一下这个彼得和主耶稣之间的对话。
Lord, are you saying that we have to go back to Jerusalem to preach to those people who killed you?
彼得说，主啊，你是说我们要回到耶路撒冷去对那些要杀你的人去讲道吗？
Yes, Peter, look for that man who spit in my face and tell him there's a place for him in my kingdom.
然后主对彼得说，是的，你对那个曾经在我脸上吐唾沫的人说，你相信我吧，到我的天国来，我给你留了地方。
Find the soldier who placed a crown of thorns on my head and tell him I have a crown for him if he comes to my kingdom and it will have no thorns.
然后他说，彼得啊，你去找到那个曾经在我的头上戴上那个荆棘冠冕的那个士兵，你说你悔改相信我吧，我在天国里也为你预留了一个冠冕，但这个冠冕不是荆棘做的。
Find the man who beat me on the head with a reed and tell him I will put a scepter in his hand if he accepts my salvation.
然后他说，你去找到那个把那个苇子放在我的手里当做权杖戏弄我的那个人，说你来接受我的救恩吧，那我将来在我天国里面会给你一个。所以赐给你一个权杖的。
Look for the man who opened my side with his spear and tell him that there is another way of coming close to my heart.
然后他说，你去找到那个用枪扎了我的肋旁的那个士兵，你说你来有另外一个方式能够离我更近。
This is the wonderful grace of our Lord.
这就是主耶稣基督的奇妙的恩典。
Years ago in the city of New York, there was a woman who had to go to court because she had stolen bread.
那在多年前呢，在纽约啊，有一个妇人，她要去上法庭，因为她偷了面包。
The judge said to her, "Why did you steal this bread?"
那个法官就问她，你为什么要偷这个面包呢？
And the woman said, "I am poor. We have no money, and my children are hungry."
她说，因为我们很穷，没有钱，但是我的孩子他们很饿。
And the judge turned to the baker and said, "Can you not have compassion on this woman? Where is your sense of compassion?"
然后这个法官呢就对这个面包师说，他说你怎么不能同情这个妇人呢？你对这个可怜的妇人的这个同情心到哪去了呢？
And the baker responded to the judge, "This woman is guilty. Where is your sense of justice?"
然后这个面包师说，这个妇人是有罪的呀，你的这个公正，你这个正义感到哪里去了呢？
So this judge was in a dilemma, caught between what is compassion and what is justice.
所以现在这个法官呢，他就夹在两难当中了，一面呢是怜悯同情，一面呢是公义。
If he applied the cold letter of the law, where's compassion?
那如果他就执行这个冰冷的法律的条款的话呢，那这个爱到哪里去了呢？
And if he treated the woman with compassion, we could say, well, where's the respect for the law?
那如果他用怜悯的方式对待了这个妇人的话呢，人家会说，那这个法律存在还有什么意义呢？
The judge did something interesting that surprised everyone that was present.
那这个法官做了一件事，是当时在场的人都很吃惊。
He said, lady, I declare you guilty of stealing.
他说，这个妇人呢，我宣告你因为偷窃你是有罪的。
You will have to go to prison for 30 days or pay a fine of $10.
他说呢，你要不然呢就要坐监狱，蹲监狱一个月，要不然呢你就付罚款10块钱。
And having said that, he put his hand in his pocket, pulled out some money, and paid the fine.
然后说到这里呢，他就从他的口袋里面呢掏出10块钱，交了这个罚款。
Do you see what this judge did?
你看到这个法官所做的事情了吗？
He did not set aside justice, and he did not set aside compassion.
那他既没有把法律撇到一边，公义撇到一边，他也没有舍弃爱。
He gave the right sentence, but he acted with compassion and paid the fine.
那他给出了这个公义的判决，那同时呢，他也用爱的行动呢，表达了。表达了他的同情。
And then the judge said to all the people who were present in the court,
然后他就这个法官呢就对所有当时在法庭上的所有的人说，
Ladies and gentlemen, how is it possible that a poor widow has to steal in order to feed her family?
他说先生女士们呢，你说这个妇人她怎么可能去她为什么会去为了养他的孩子而去偷钱呢？偷面包呢
？For allowing this situation, I am going to charge a fine to everyone present in the court today.
他说呢，那基于这种情况呢，我要对今天所有在场的人呢，都要你们处以罚款。
And they circulated a hat around the courtroom, and everybody put some money into the hat.
然后呢他就拿一个帽子啊就去传递在众人当中去收钱。
And the woman left the court with $42.10 in her pocket.
那很多人都把钱放在这个帽子里，最后这个妇人呢离开这个法庭的时候他拿到了42块1毛钱。
When the judge forgave the woman's debt, that was compassion.
那当这个法官呢就是赦免了这个女人的这个债子的时候呢，这个是爱。
But when on top of that they gave her a gift of money, that is a demonstration of grace.
那这些拿出钱来捐给这个妇人的人呢，他们所显明的就是恩典。
The gospel not only offers forgiveness to those who have broken the law of God.
所以福音呢，不仅对那些违反了律法的人呢，给予了赦免。
The gospel offers us a great quantity of blessings by the grace of God.
然后福音呢，也借着神的恩典呢，给了我们丰丰富富的祝福。
God is able to forgive us because his son went to a cross and paid for our sins.
那神之所以能够赦免我们，是因为他的儿子上了十字架，付上了我们罪的代价。
And God now offers us forgiveness, and it was paid for by the death of his son.
那神之所以能够赦免我们，是因为他的儿子的死付清了这个罪的代价。
And he offers us eternal life.And he adopts us into his family, a demonstration of amazing grace.
但是呢，他接受我们，给了我们永生，并使我们成为他的儿女啊，这个是他恩典的显明啊。
Let me leave a few final thoughts with you about God's grace.
好，那关于神的恩典呢，我最后再跟大家提几点。
First of all, God's grace amazes us.
首先呢，神的恩典使我们。吃惊啊，惊讶。
First of all, what is amazing about grace is the abundance of this grace.
首先使我们吃惊的是这个恩典的丰盛。
On two occasions in the book of Mark, Jesus fed large crowds with just a few loaves of bread.
那在马可福音里曾经有两次耶稣就用很少的这个饼和鱼就喂饱了很多很多的人。
although thousands of people were there, there was more than enough bread for everyone.
嗯，那虽然当时有很几千人、上万人在那里，但是那个饼和鱼啊，足够他们所有的人吃饱了。
And they were unable to eat all the bread that Jesus had provided.
嗯，他们甚至不能把耶稣赐给他们所有的食物都吃光。
One time there were 12 baskets, and the next time there were 7 baskets of bread left over.
嗯，那有一次呢是剩了12个篮子，还有一次呢是收了7筐子的这个剩的。
This is a beautiful illustration of the grace of God.
嗯，所以这个是神恩典的一个非常美丽的一个表达。
The lesson is clear. God's grace is more than sufficient. It is abundant. It is overflowing.
嗯，所以这就告诉我们，神的恩典呢是远远超出我们所需要的，它是丰丰富富的，是溢出来的。
No matter how weak or how needy we are, God's grace is more than enough.
嗯，所以不管我们是多么软弱、多么贫穷的，但是神的恩典是足够我们用的。
A famous preacher named Spurgeon said, "My Lord is more ready to pardon than you are to sin."
嗯，然后斯布珍曾经说过，他说我的神呢，他永远做好赦免的准备啊，在你犯罪的时候，他永远都做好赦免你的准备。
Where grace abounds, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more," said the Apostle Paul.
使徒保罗在罗马书说，哪里的罪多，哪里的恩典就显更多。
One preacher said, "I have a great need for Christ, and I have a great Christ for my need."
嗯，他说有一个传道人说，他说我很需要耶稣啊，那同时呢，我在我的需要里面也需要一个伟大的。
But not only the abundance of grace amazes us, but also the nature of grace.
嗯，那不仅是恩典的丰盛使我们惊奇啊，这个恩典的这个本质也使我们惊奇。
What grace means is something so rich, so remarkable that our hearts can hardly believe it's true.
嗯，那这个恩典呢，它是如此的丰富啊，如此的就是奇妙啊，甚至我们的心都总觉得不能相信。
Grace is God loving me, accepting me without me having to do anything to deserve it.
嗯，那恩典呢，就是不需要我做任何东西来换取，我本不配得，但是神就是爱我，就是接纳我。
Let me say that again. Grace is God loving me.And accepting me without me having to do anything to deserve it.
嗯，所以恩典呢，我再说一遍，恩典就是神就是爱我，就是接纳我，而不需要我做任何事情去换得，去配得。
Have you ever heard anything more amazing than that?
嗯，你有没有听过比这更奇妙、更令人惊奇的事情呢？
We have trouble getting our head around this because no one has ever given us a love like that.
嗯，我们通常是有困难呢，就理解不了这个，因为从来没有人是这样把这样的恩典给过我们的。
Normally, if you want to be loved, you have to work for it.
嗯，那通常呢，如果我们想要别人爱我呢，我们必须努力有好行为去工作去换取。
And the moment you stop working, you stop receiving.
嗯，那你一旦停下你的好行为，一旦停下工作呢，你就再也接受不了什么东西了。
Love is given to those who perform well.
嗯，那爱呢，是给那些表现好的人的。
But in the depths of our being, we are thirsty for a true and deep love that accepts us unconditionally and never leaves us.
嗯，但是在我们内心深处啊，我们都渴望一个那样的无条件的，嗯，不管怎么样都接纳我们的那个真正的爱。
The wonderful news of the grace of Christ is that he gives us that kind of love.
嗯，那关于这个耶稣基督的一个特别好的消息就是他给了我们这样的爱。
And we don't have to work to deserve it.
嗯，我们不需要去做工去换得这样的爱。
It's not based on our performance.
嗯，这不是基于我们表现的好坏。
I'm going to give you another definition of grace.
那我要再给你一个另外一个恩典的定义啊。
Grace means there is nothing you can do to make God love you more.
恩典就是你不能做什么做的更多让神爱你更多。
No amount of Christian activity or service will make God love you more.
没有什么不是说你做更多的基督徒的工作服事然后神就会让爱你更多的。
Love is not earned by memorizing the Bible.
那爱也不是你通过能够背住圣经来换得的。
This love is not earned by spending much time in prayer.
也不是说你用花更多的时间祷告来换得的。
This love is not earned by attending church services.
也不是说你去参加教会聚会来换得的。
The love that God has for you does not depend on any of these things.
那神对你的爱啊，不取决于刚才说的任何一样东西。
God loves you because he loves you.
神爱你就是因为他爱你。
All the barriers were taken away by Christ.
那所有神爱你的这个障碍都被基督去除了。
This is the miracle and the wonder of God's grace.
这是神恩典的这个神迹啊，它的奇妙之处。
Furthermore, grace means that there is nothing you can do to make God love you less.
那更进一步说啊，就是恩典就是你不能做什么使神爱你更少一点。
No amount of bad behavior will cause God to love you less.
没有什么你的这个坏行为啊能够使神爱你更少一点的。
Grace means that God loves us with all our faults and flaws and he will keep loving us.
那神的爱呢就是不管我们怎么样的失败怎么样的跌倒他都会持续的爱我们。
Grace means that our sins are not powerful enough to shut down the love of God.
那恩典呢就是说我们的罪啊他没有那个足够的能力能够使神不爱我们。
Now, let's be clear about the fact that sin is toxic. It is poison.
但是我们清楚的要讲到一点啊，罪是不好的，是有毒的。
Sin can destroy us. It can ruin us.
罪呢是能够毁坏我们的。
Sin can bring the discipline of God and loss of rewards.
那罪呢是会带来神对我们的管教，也失去了天上的奖赏。
Make no mistake about that.
这一点呢大家不要搞错。
But one thing sin cannot do is to shut down the love of God.
但是有一件罪不能做的事情就是它不能阻止神爱我们。
There is nothing we can do to make God love us less.
所以我们不能没有什么事情我们做了以后是让神爱我们更少一点的。
This is what the Bible calls grace.
这就是圣经所说的这个恩典就是这个意思。
With David, we would say, such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high for me to understand.
所以对大卫来说，他就说，这个对我来说真是一个奇妙的知识啊。
When we stop resting in the grace of Christ, the Christian life becomes heavy and burdensome.
但如果我们不在这个主的恩典里安息的话呢，那个基督徒的生活啊，对我们来说就是很困难的，也是担子很重的。
When we live trying and struggling to earn God's love and favor, we get tired and worn out.
那如果我们总是努力的想通过自己的作为啊，自己的做工来换得神的爱和神的喜悦的话呢，那我们就会很疲惫，我们就会很累很累。
The burden of trying to earn acceptance with God is an impossible burden.
那个要用通过自己努力来换得神的爱的这样的一个重担呢，是我们所担不起的重担。
And we can never quite do enough to get there.
因为我们永远怎么做都做不够，就怎么也达不到那个标准。
The problem is we have lost sight.Of the grace of Christ.
那如果我们陷到这样的境况里面呢，就是因为我们没有看见神的恩典。
We are trying to build a relationship with God based on our efforts and achievements.
那我们是在努力要跟神之间建立关系，是基于我们自己的努力和我们自己的行为的。
That has a name. It's called being under the law.
这个状况是有一个名字的，就是你是在律法之下的。
When Paul speaks in the letter to the Galatians of falling from grace, he's not talking about falling into sin, he's talking about falling into legalism.
所以当保罗在加拉太书里面说，你们这些从恩典中坠落的人呢，他不是说你坠落以后进到罪里面，而是说你坠落以后进到了律法里面。
Legalism is the idea that my good behavior and service is the reason why God accepts me and loves me.
那律法主义是什么呢？律法主义就是这样的一个概念，他认为是我的好行为，我的服事使神接受我，是神爱我的。
Let me say it again. Grace is God loving me and accepting me without me having to do anything to deserve it.
我再说一遍我刚才说过的话，就是恩典就是神就是爱我，就是接纳我，而不是靠我做什么行为能够换得的。
The Christian life is not an effort to achieve acceptance with God.
所以基督徒的生活呢，不是说我要努力的去达到靠我自己的努力达到神的标准来接纳我。
We live rather in the joy of being accepted by God.
相反呢，我们是活在已经被神接纳的喜乐里面。
Once there was a young university student who went to talk to a Christian preacher who had come to speak about Christ at the university.
那有一次呢，当一个传教士到大学里面去讲道的时候呢，有一个年轻的大学生呢，就去找这个传教士了。
And the young man had a lot of struggles, and he began to share them with the speaker.
那这个年轻人有很多的挣扎，然后他就开始跟这个讲员呢，开始分享他心里的话了。
He said, I'm not very good at praying or reading the Bible. I struggle with lust, and I'm not very good at sharing my faith.
他说，我读经也读得不太好，我祷告也不太好，然后我跟别人分享福音呢，做得也不好。
The man said, well, just stop a moment. He said, tell me, how is your relationship with your father?
然后这个传道人就说，停下来，你先别讲了，我先问问你，你和你的父亲的关系怎么样？
The young man said, my father is hard to please. My marks at university are never good enough. I can never live up to his expectations.
然后这个年轻人说，他说我的爸爸他我很难让他高兴，我在大学里的分数总是达不到让他满意的结果，就是我很难就是得到他的认可。
Here was a young man who could never do well enough to get his father's approval.
所以你看这个年轻人呢，就是他做的永远都不够好到能够让他父亲接纳他的程度。
The man said, let me tell you something. You think that God is exactly like your father.
然后这个传道人就跟他说，他说我来告诉你啊，你呢就把神认为是和你的父亲一模一样的。
You think that maybe one day when you're doing well in your Christian life, God is going to be pleased with you and accept you.
他说你是认为呢，直到有一天你做得足够好了，然后神就会因为你而感到高兴而接纳你了。
I have some good news for you.
他说我给你现在讲一个好消息。
Because of something wonderful called grace, you already have God's acceptance.
他说因为有这样一个奇妙的事情叫恩典，你现在已经得到了神的接纳了。
You don't have to fast for 40 days and 40 nights.
你不需要禁食40昼夜。
You don't have to memorize the Bible and win 1,000 people for Christ.
你也不需要去备注圣经里的经文，也不需要为主赢得1,000个人的灵魂。
Because of what Christ did, you have God's acceptance right here and right now.
而是因为主基督所做的事情，你已经得到了神的接纳，就在此时此刻。
And then he went and gave the young man a great big hug.
然后他就去上去大大的拥抱了一下这个年轻人。
The young man began to weep.
然后这个年轻人就开始哭了。
He was beginning to understand that acceptance with God is not something we earn. It is completely free, thanks to Christ.
所以这些年轻人开始明白了，我们被神接纳不是我们所靠行为证得的，而是因为耶稣基督白白赐给我们的。
He had been striving all this time to obtain what God gives us freely by His grace.
所以他一直在努力啊，去换得一个神早已经在他的恩典里已经白白赐给我们的东西了。
And then he said to the young man, "There's a lot of things God needs to change in your life."
然后这个传道人就跟这年轻人说，他说神在你的生命里还有很多要改变你的地方。
There's areas where you need to grow.
这些地方都是你需要成长的地方。
There are sins you need to overcome.
有些你需要克服的罪。
But all those changes happen inside the Father's embrace. All those changes.
这些改变呢，都是在父的怀抱里面来改变的。
He gives us His grace, and we don't do all these things as a condition for getting His embrace.
但是我们得到这些，并不是说我们有时候忘记他的怀抱了，我们就得不着了。
When we come to Christ, He accepts us and He enfolds us in His loving embrace.
那当我们到基督那里去的时候呢，他就在他的伟大的爱里面拥抱我们了。
There are things to fix and sins to overcome, but all of that happens inside the Father's embrace.
当然我们有些问题是要去解决，我们有些罪是要去战胜，但这一切都是在父的怀抱里面，他拥抱你的时候发生的。
It is wonderful to me that God says, "Jurgen, you are accepted in the beloved."
所以对我来说，神说 ，Jurgen， 你已经在我的爱子里面被接纳了，对我来说真是太美好的一件事了。
There are a lot of things to change in your life, but those changes are not a condition for receiving my love and acceptance.
他说你的生命里是有很多要改变的，但是这些生命的改变并不是你得着我的这个接纳和爱的条件。
Those changes take place inside the Father's embrace.
这些改变呢是你在父的拥抱，在父的怀抱里面才能发生的。
We are all in process and we all have areas in our life that God needs to work on.
我们都在这个过程中，我们生命中都有神要解决我们的，改变我们的这个方面。
And Christ says, "I see all those weak areas better than you, and we're going to work on that."
基督说，我对你这些弱点呢，比你看的还要清楚，我们一起来对付这些弱点。
But you have right now my love and acceptance. It's not something that you have to earn.
但是你现在就已经有了我的爱和我的接纳，这个不是你要去挣得的。
This is the wonderful grace of the one we love and serve, and there is no one like him.
这个就是我们所爱，我们所服侍的这个蛮有恩典的主啊。
Not only does God's grace amaze us, but lastly, God's grace also transforms us.
所以神的恩典呢，不仅使我们惊奇啊，它也使我们改变。
Mark chapter 11, verse 25. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses.
我们看马可的十二章的二十五节，你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。
As believers, we have received an incredible amount of grace, an incredible amount of forgiveness from God.
那作为基督徒呢，我们在基督里面领受了数不清的恩典，也领受了数不清的这个赦免。
If God has forgiven us a million sins, we can no longer say, "I am not going to forgive that person."
那如果神已经饶恕了我们，假设一百万的罪呢，我们是没有理由说我不准备饶恕那个人的。
We have received forgiveness, and now we have to live giving forgiveness to others.
那我们已经接受了，领受了这个饶恕，那我们就应该活出一个饶恕别人的生命。
Grace has been given to us in ridiculous abundance.
那恩典的赐给我们是以我们难以想象的丰盛赐给我们的。
Grace needs not only to be enjoyed, it needs to be passed on to others.
所以恩典呢不是仅仅供我们享受的，而是要通过我们把这恩典也传给别人的。
Christ followers are people who have been forgiven and now need to forgive.
所以基督的跟随者啊，是那些被赦免的人，同时呢也要去赦免别人的人。
God loved us when we were his enemies, and now we learn to love our enemies.
所以神当我们还是敌人的时候，他就爱我们，所以我们也要像神那样去爱我们的敌人。
God has been incredibly good to us, and now we are learning to pass on that goodness to others.
神呢是让对我们的良善是难以想象的，我们也要把这样的良善呢去传递给别人。
In Mark chapter 14, a woman named Mary brought a flask of some very costly perfume and poured it out upon Christ.
在马可福音的十四章呢，有一个妇人叫玛利亚，她把一玉瓶非常贵重的这个香膏倒在耶稣的身上。
Some of the disciples were upset and said, "That perfume is worth a year's wages. How could she do that?"
那他有些耶稣的门徒呢就不高兴了，他说这个香膏啊值一个人的一年的工钱呢，他为什么要这样做呢？
They said that money could have been given to the poor.
他说这个钱呢明明可以送给穷人的。
But Jesus had a word of praise for that woman.
但是耶稣呢却赞赏了这个妇人的行为。
God's grace had made an impact on her life, and she gave a very costly gift to Christ, pouring out the entire bottle of perfume.
因为她从神那里领受了极大的恩典呢，所以她要把那个最好的、无价的、价值很昂贵的这个香膏呢，倾倒在耶稣的身上。
That's what grace does. It grabs your heart.
这个就是恩典所做成的事，它能够牢牢地抓住你的心。
It captivates you. It transforms you.And people do radical things.
它是就恩典能够俘获你的心，它能够改变你，让你做你以前做不到的事情。
Some people, like the disciples, left their fishing boats to follow Christ, and others, like this woman, pour out a costly gift of perfume.
那比如说像主的一些门徒，他们丢下了他们的渔船，就跟随。基督了，还有一个例子，就是像这样的妇人，她把她这个一整瓶的昂贵的香膏都倒出来。
The grace of God changes us and transforms us.
所以这个神的恩典呢，它改变我们，也更新我们。
The grace of God constrains us to love Him because He loved us first.
那这个神的恩典呢，也促使我们，推动我们去爱他，因为他先爱了我们。
The grace of God leads us to a life of service to this wonderful giver of grace.
所以神的恩典呢，使我们能够成为这个给我们奇妙恩典的这个人的仆人，去服侍他。
In the 19th century, there were two well-known Bible teachers in London by the names of Charles Spurgeon and Joseph Parker.
那在19世纪呢，在伦敦有两个著名的圣经学者，一个是斯布珍呢，一个是 John Parker。
And Parker once commented on the sorry state of the children who were admitted to the orphanage run by Spurgeon。
那有一次呢，这个Park 先生呢，他就对在孤儿院的孩子，到斯布珍那里去的孤儿院的孩子有一些评论。
It was commented to Spurgeon that Parker had criticized his ministry to orphans.
然后这个 Park 先生呢就批评了斯布珍对这些孤儿的服侍。
Spurgeon reacted and strongly criticized Parker in one of his sermons.
然后在这个斯布珍的一次讲道里面啊，他就严厉的就是批评了这个 Park 先生。
What Spurgeon said was published in the newspaper.And many, many people commented on the problem between the two ministers.
然后这个斯布珍的讲道呢，就发表在这个报纸上，然后就很多人呢，就对这两个传教，两个圣经学者之间的这个 矛盾呢就开始评论了。
The following Sunday, the people who attended Parker's church were waiting to see how he would respond.
嗯，然后呢，第二个主日呢，就是很多人就等在这个 Park 先生的这个教会门口，就看他这个主日他准备怎么回应。
Parker surprised the audience by saying, "I suggest we raise an offering of love for Spurgeon's ministry with orphans."
嗯，然后出人意料的是啊，这个Park 先生就说，我建议呢，咱们募捐把这个钱呢送给这个斯伯珍先生所服侍的这些孤儿们。
The congregation loved the idea, and a very generous offering was collected and passed on to Spurgeon.
嗯，然后呢，这个会众呢都很喜欢这个主意，所以他们筹集了一大笔钱，然后送给了斯布珍。
A few days later, someone came knocking at Parker's door. It was Spurgeon.
嗯，然后过几天呢，有一个人来敲这个 Parker 的先生的门呢，这个人敲门的人就是斯布珍。
Spurgeon said, "Parker, you showed me grace. You gave me what I did not deserve, but you gave me what I needed."
嗯，然后他说，Parker 先生，你给了我不配得的恩典呢，你给的是我所需要的。
Have you learned to give to others the grace that God gives to you?
嗯，你有没有学习怎么样把神赐给你的恩典给别人呢？
We are calledTo live in the grace of God.
我们被呼召啊，是要活在神的恩典里的。
We are called to be strong in the grace of God.
我们被呼召是要在神的恩典里刚强的。
It is the sphere where we now live and move.
我们不是在活在这个惧怕里面的。
We are now called to share God's grace with others.
嗯，我们被呼召是要把神的恩典分享给别人的。
Being a Christ follower means receiving, enjoying, and passing on to others the amazing, transforming grace of God.
嗯，然后我们作为基督的跟随者啊，我们就是要领受神的恩典，享受神的恩典，同时也把神的恩典呢传递给别人。
May God bless His word to us today. Thank you very much.
愿主祝福他的话啊，祝福到我们的心里。谢谢大家。
Thank you very much, Jürgen.